Proclamation number 6586 of 2nd of July, 1956. Reason of the Enlightenment on the plan of salvation and the purpose of life on earth. My gifts of grace flow to you without restriction, and you could truly gather riches for yourselves on earth and be richly blessed when you enter the kingdom of the beyond after the death of your body. And I will also increase the measure of grace until the end. I will make it as easy as possible for you to come into possession of spiritual possessions. Yet I must always leave it up to you to accept what is given to you to the greatest degree. Yet if you refuse, there will be no salvation for you. For I cannot determine your way of life or your spiritual maturity against your will. And thus the hour of the end draws ever closer. For this reason I give you enlightenment in the lost days, which should set you humans thinking, because it concerns knowledge which only few people possess before. I give you knowledge of my plan of salvation, of your purpose of earthly life, and of the meaning and purpose of creation. If you seriously think about this enlightenment, you will no longer be able to live unscrupulously from day to day. Instead, you will wonder whether you walk on earth in accordance with your purpose of life and what fate awaits you after your departure, and you would be saved from ruin. And therefore my constant concern is to convey this knowledge to those people who are not yet aware of their task on earth. I sometimes use the strangest means in order to present this knowledge to those people. Yet where the resistance against me is still too great, all efforts are also fruitless. Precisely because free will must be respected. I only want to induce people to form mental bonds with the spiritual kingdom, and I seek to achieve these bonds in many ways. Where my gospel is proclaimed, there the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is made accessible to people, and the direct connection from people to me in Jesus Christ can be established, and thus these people are saved as soon as they have handed themselves over to me in Jesus Christ. But where the proclamation of the gospel does not take place, where people keep away from every event of that kind and also reject all ecclesiastical teachings of faith, there only remains the possibility to stimulate the thoughts through a truthful presentation of my plan of deification of that which once emerged from my power of love. For the emergence and existence of creation in its lawful order nevertheless causes people to think about meaning and purpose and its origin. A truthful presentation can also be successful insofar as people allow their minds to wander into spheres which are to be assumed outside of Earth. That therefore a connection has now also been established which is utilized by the beings of light by intervening and working in an instructive way. I do not want any soul to get lost, and all people are equally dear to me. I also try to win over those who are still distant from me, and I often have to use other means with them. And thus the tasks of my servants on earth are also very different, and I provide each one with the gifts he wants to and can best utilize. And I also place him in the place where my work can be utilized successfully. And the service for me and my kingdom only ever consists of establishing connection between people and the spiritual kingdom. For it is hopeless for the souls who only see and strive for the world, who reject every thought of a spiritual realm and therefore do not make use of a single one of the blessings offered to all of them. My abundance of grace will always be poured out more and more until the end. And everything is grace which helps to direct the human being's eyes upwards, to turn his thoughts towards me and my kingdom, so that he can be grasped and drawn upwards, so that you will not be lost when the end of this earth has come. Amen.